in the mid-20s. North winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, northwest wind gust up to 30. Going into Sunday, lots of sunshine and a high around 40 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And Monday, lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s, west wind gust up to 20. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
Kansaland Radio.
And we turn our attention to boys basketball with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Welcome back to the Roundhouse. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking. Cameron Mulroy and Eli Hallauer helping us on the Holton Channel production tonight at MSCSports.net. Hiawatha and Holton boys both 3-1 and both 1-1 in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha's lone loss coming earlier this week at Nemaha Central. Holton's loss was last Friday at home against Sabetha, but they beat Jeff West, and that's the one common opponent between these two teams, as Holton beat Jeff West earlier this week 51-27. Hiawatha beat Jeff West 68-34. Red Hawks scoring 60 points per game in fourth-year head coach Gary Smith's season thus far. They've hit 27 three-pointers in the first four games of the year, and a pretty experienced team, although Carson Gilbert technically the only returning starter for this Red Hawks squad. He was an All-Big 7 performer, averaged 17 points a season ago. Joe Bryan missed most of last year with a broken hand, but now he's back. He's been averaging 17 points a game as a senior as well. Ashton Rocky, a 5'8 junior in the backcourt, along with Jacob Rieger, a 6'2 senior in the front court. And the newcomer for Hiawatha has been a pleasant difference maker. That's 5'10 junior foreign exchange student from Spain, Mario Alcalde. Alcalde averaging 10 points per game, so 3 in double digits for the Red Hawks. A good ball handler for Hiawatha, who's 3-1 on the season. A buzzer beater against Marysville to start the year. Beat Troy and Jeff West before the loss earlier this week. Holton coming off a state tournament appearance last season, also under the direction of a fourth-year head coach. That's Connor Bouchard. Holton beat Burlington and Effingham to start the year, but then a loss to Sabetha before the bounce-back win against Jeff West. Holton returning as a starter, only Matthew Lears, the 6-foot junior, is averaging 11 points per game. New starter, Tyson Snyder, 16 points an outing. He's a 6'2 junior. Jalen Turner is the newcomer for Holton, a 6'1 senior. Rounding out the starting lineup, it's Jake Zeller, a 6'1 senior back from injury, and also Jace Boswell, a 6'2 junior for Holton. We are underway. The Wildcats in the road blues with white numerals and letters nearly lose the basketball. Hiawatha in the home whites as Holton will go from left to right. Holton not quite as good as Hiawatha scoring the basketball early this season. Not the 60 points per game, but they have won 3-1, and they get a three-pointer from Jake Zeller to start the contest.
Pretty good ball movement and a baseline drive by Turner. Kick out to Zeller from the baseline for three.
Zeller's made 6 triples now on the season as Holton draws first blood. Hiawatha's initial offensive possession. Joel Bryan in the far corner. Bryan hit the game winner against Marysville to begin the year, but this time the ball touched out of bounds and it'll go down as a Red Hawk turnover.
Deflection there by Matt Lears, but the ball went off Gilbert out of bounds, and Hiawatha turns it over on their first possession.
Red Hawks did not shoot very well, missed a lot of bunnies, according to Coach Gary Smith earlier this week in the loss at Seneca. Snyder with a carry of the basketball, so Holton will give it right back. First meeting between these two teams this season. They'll play again in Holton. February 11th is that date. Final game in 2021 here tonight for both clubs in the Roundhouse. Hiawatha's second possession, a minute in, down 3-0 to the visiting Wildcats. Ryan dribbles as Rocky comes to set the screen. Now the pass to Ashton Rocky, who hands it back to Alcade, and he missed. Handled the ball. It's thrown away by Lears. Up the court left side. Layup too high off the window. The follow, though, is good by Tyson Snyder.
Lears is hurt under the basket. Quick hands got him a steal as Mario tried to cross over in front of him. Lears went to the basket and missed the layup. And here at the Roundhouse, at the end of the baseline there, you go straight from a wooden floor to the concrete. And then there's the bleachers back there as well. And Lears will check out as he's a little gimpy, but he's
holding
on his own.
Hand or
he's
what?
His, maybe his right hand or right arm, maybe.
Able to walk off the court. Appears okay. It's 5-0 on the putback there by Tyson Snyder. Iwatsa's turned it over twice, still looking for a shot. This time Holton will have to touch it before it goes out of bounds.
Now both teams come out in a man-to-man. No surprise there. Teams that want to create some offense with their defense.
Not just 27 triples and 30% from deep and 60 points per game, but Hiawatha has made 48% of their shots this season. Here's a long one by Rieger, no good. Snyder trying to save it in, but that's going to go out of play. And Hiawatha will keep the ball here on their offensive side of the floor with 6 minutes, 17 seconds left in quarter number one.
That's a tough one. Snyder jumps, maybe anticipating that ball to hit something. It hits nothing and goes off his fingertips and didn't save it under his own basket at least.
Quick release by Joel Bryan, and it's good on a three-point basket. His seventh of the year, and the Redhawks are on the board. Boy, did they miss Bryan a season ago. Hiawatha won just 5 games last season, and they're looking to win their fourth in December. Of course, Hiawatha started about 2 weeks later than everyone else last year, was shut down and not able to practice at the start of the year. Zeller missed a shot inside, but a great job getting his own miss and rebound, and now a three by Snyder, no good, and we got a foul. Bodies banging down there in the paint.
Both officials raised their fist, and then they got to talk to each other. Who are we calling this on? I think they might have been calling it on opposite teams.
Yeah.
I think one of them had Zeller, and, yep, they're going to call a double foul, in fact.
Wow. So Zeller gets the foul for Holton, and Bryan gets the foul for Hiawatha.
And Zeller missed an easy one there off of a flex cut, got his own offensive rebound, high-energy play, kicked it back out, and on that miss, he was going to the offensive glass again, and he and Bryan tangled up there. Good, clean play, just aggressive by both teams. Be a jump ball in the alternate possession after the double foul.
Iwatha will bring it ahead, down by two, and Matt Lears right back into the game for the Wildcats. So the starting five out there, Lears appears to be okay. Turner against Gilbert. Rocky pushes it to the far side. Here's Mario to the right elbow. Flips it high to the near corner. Rocky finds Bryan into the paint and fouled. This will be foul number two against Holton.
I call that a shooting foul.
Maybe it was lined up out of bounds, but driving across the lane, he was in the air, I guess, when he got fouled. Not looking and trying to attempt the shot, but he'll get two free throws here.
Jalen Turner reached in and wanted a held ball, didn't get it.
Free throw up and good. Hiawatha pulls within a point. Free throw wise, they're making 60% from the charity stripe. Have a chance to tie this one up. Joel Bryan has all 4 Red Hawk points. He's 69% at the line, and he makes them both. It's 5-5. Lears against the Red Hawk man to man. Scoots it back to Snyder. Scored over 20 in the first 2 games of the year. Here's a drive by Turner. Finishes and draws the foul. Strong take to the basket. And one opportunity with the foul here against Jacob Rieger of the Redhawks.
That's some weave action there from Holton. And Jalen Turner, as the defense starts to cheat and overplay that weave action, he turns down the screen, drives right down the middle of the lane, and gets the and one. Good finish there for Turner.
Team fouls are even at 2, and a 3-point play completed. Puts the Wildcats up by 3. Turner gives Holton an 8-5 advantage. We've played nearly 3 minutes here in the contest. Rocky trying to drive by Snyder. Cut off. Ashton averaging 4 points, 4 boards a game, and a steal, but they call the foul. Zeller can't believe it. He was taken off up the court, and now Jake Zeller has his second personal and will have to go to the bench. Holton nor Hiawatha really deep this season, only comfortable playing about 2 or 3 off the pine, as Kobe Black will make his first appearance for Holton. A 6'2 junior checks in, and Hiawatha goes to their bench as well, bringing in Brant Barnhill. 6-foot junior is Barnhill. Top of the 3-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound. Gilbert trying to get it. He's on the floor. Off the missed 3 there by Rocky. Now Bryan. Up top to Mario, near side, Barnhill fakes the triple, drives, scoop shot, up, rolls off, follow, missed, and another offensive rebound by Hiawatha. Bryan kept that one alive.
A couple 50-50 balls that Hiawatha was able to get to, and an offensive rebound.
Gilbert fouled on his way down the boulevard. Zeller on the bench with 2, and now Holton's 4th foul, and this one's number 1 on Kobe Black.
Iwatha will line up at the four corners of the paint. Three-point shot by Bryan on the inbound. No good. High off the rim and rebounded by Matt Lears. Lears trying to break out of a shooting slump here in the Roundhouse tonight. Olsen able to win twice against Hiawatha a season ago. Lears a step back three. It's up. It's short. Rebound controlled by the Hawks. They push it ahead. Here's Mario. Right side. Layup. It's good. Alcalde, Mario with two in transition. And Hiawatha down a point at 8-7. Half of the first quarter gone by. You played for Gary Smith when he was the head coach at Jackson Heights, and you're familiar with his style. It's Boswell, a nice cut into the paint, scores for the Cats, but Coach Smith loves to get up the court and put up a lot of shots in a hurry, right?
Easiest offense is to beat the other team down the court. If you're watching a Gary Smith coach team, you will see runouts, you will see transition. You'll see a lot of threes.
That's a missed three there by Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha just one of four from the perimeter. Holton leads by three with the basketball. Turner setting up shot. Backdoor cut. Lears tough catch under the basket on the wing to an open Snyder. That's a three-point shot. No good long. Rebound tip. Kobe Black has it. Power dribble up and in. Second chance opportunities for both teams. First points for Kobe Black.
Good job there. We talk about it all the time. Fluke offense. Offensive rebounds, that's all about effort, attitude. Kobe Black has got some height, got some physicality to him, and a big stick back right there.
Already the fifth Wildcat to score is Kobe Black. Here's a Gilbert three in the corner. That went off the rim and no good. Saved rebound by Bryan, but he goes flying into the cheerleaders, and the ball wound up to Matt Lears. It's 5-on-4. Lears to Boswell. Fakes a three. Now shoots it wide open and missed it. A rebound by Barnhill for the Hawks. Here comes the home team in white. In a track meet. Gilbert, a long three-point shot. That missed badly. Redhawks struggling from the outside. They're still down by five.
How about this pace? You like it?
Yeah, we'll try to keep up. Snyder and Lears into the half court now for the Wildcats. I think, you know, as much as Gary Smith likes the pace and likes shooting threes, nice backdoor cut. Snyder went up and got hammered from behind.
That was the 1-4 high set that he got a dunk
against
Jeff West on. Backdoor cut there. The pass is on time. He gets fouled here.
And the way that these guys have shot three-pointers, I guess Smith's okay, but Hiawatha's missed, you know, five of six three-point shots here, and they come up pretty early in the possessions the last couple times down the floor.
He taught something to us, and I'm sure he still preaches it. Good shooters never stop shooting. Good shooters always know the next shot is going in. And good shooters also always find a better shot. So it doesn't mean that you continue to just let it fly. Maybe you get that after a couple ball reversals or you shoot it more in rhythm than you did last time.
Snyder at the line. He missed the first, made the second. So Tyson now with 3 points. Holton is 2-for-3 at the foul line, and they extend their largest lead up to 6. As Boswell goes out, and in comes Ashton Schrick. With Charlie Gilliland and Kobe Black. Only two starters out there right now for Holton. That's Snyder and Lears. They're two leading scorers. Rocky, Barnhill, Mario, Gilbert, and Rieger back in for the Redhawks. Open shot for Mario. Off the glass, no good. Offensive board by Rieger, and he's fouled by Holton. Another offensive rebound, this time by Hiawatha. It's Jake Rieger that'll be rewarded with 2 free throws. Jake having a good senior campaign, kind of a garbage guy underneath. He's averaging 4 points, 5 boards a game. That free throw's in and out. He's got one more coming. Minute 56 left here in the first quarter. 13-7, Holton on top. Second free throw, splash. And 3 of 4 at the line for the Redhawks here tonight so far. Down a nickel. Lears into the half court. Bryan waiting to check back in for Hiawatha. Lears all the way to the basket.
Charge. They're going to get Charlie Gilliland down the low block, Justin. He was posting up as Lears was driving down the lane and kind of stealing off his man. And you're allowed to post up, but when you're trying to screen out the help defense, you're going to get called for a moving screen. That's what they got right there.
I knew it wasn't on Lears, so yeah. It's second personal on Gilliland, so he goes to the bench. Zeller and Gilliland both on the bench for Holton now with 2 fouls each. That's 6 fouls on the Wildcats. So Hiawatha already in the bonus here with nearly 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Barnhill, Bryan back in against Holton's man-to-man D. Near side, Barnhill has it, defended by Snyder. Under 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Now over to Gilbert, returning all-league performer. Near side, an open three. It's Mario, no good. Strick couldn't hang on to the rebound, and it's into the hands of Gilbert. Alcade, listed as a junior, played a lot of basketball in Spain. Bolton knocks it out of bounds, and the Redhawks will keep it. They're down five with just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. That's Bouchard clapping furiously, encouraging his defense. A long pass intercepted at half court by Ashton Schrick. Lears on the run, down the lane, and rolls in the basket on a layup and gets fouled as well. What a finish there by Matthew Lears with a man right with him.
That's the kind of finish you want to see out of Matthew Lears if you're holding Wildcat, Justin. He's mentioned his shooting slump a little bit the last three games or so, and he's also struggled maybe to finish at the rim, and that time going right through the chin. Heard Reese Holiday say that, stole that from him off the Holton channel. Go right through the chin of the defender, able to get the N1. He misses the free throw there, though.
It was fun having Reese Holiday on the broadcast earlier this week, Tuesday, against Jeff West. He taught me a thing or two as well.
Did a nice job.
So six different players have now scored for Holton. Lears missed the free throw, so no and one, and the lead is seven. 40 seconds left here as Hiawatha sets up a play. Mario, backdoor cut to Bryan. Nice pass, and the finish high off the window. Joel Bryan with 7 points here in the quarter.
It's a beautiful set right there for Hiawatha. They clear out the one side. It's a two-man game, and he gets him on the backdoor cut and is able to finish at the rim.
20 seconds left. Holton trying to extend the lead of five. Lears took a look, keeps the dribble, now finds Snyder cutting to the basket. A high floating shot good for Tyson Snyder. Little teardrop there in the lane, puts the lead back to seven. Mario on the baseline in some trouble, floats it to an open Bryan, a three-point shot. It's good! Nothing but nylon, what a quarter! Joel Bryan's second three, he's got 10, and he pulls Hiawatha within 4 points here at the end of one. We'll head to a timeout with the score, Holton 17 and Hiawatha 13. Broadcasting live on the Holton channel at msesports.net and back in 1 minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Gansaland Radio.
Well, the studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, Justin Flukmike tanking back with you here in the Roundhouse. Holton basketball leading 17-13. Hiawatha girls got to 5-0. They won a tight one tonight, 39-36. It is Lears, Turner back out there, Kobe Black, Tyson Snyder, Jace Boswell for Coach Bouchard and the Cats. Boswell doing work down low and a tough turnaround, banked in. It's Boswell's second field goal. First time he's had more than 2 points in a game this season. And was that a warning for touching the ball after it went through the net?
No, they just need to tell the scores table over here to flip the possession arrow. They didn't flip it at the quarter there. That's all.
Okay. Boswell has 4 points. That is Snyder has five. But pretty good balance of six guys have scored for the Wildcats, who lead by six. Mario wide open, a three on the right side. No good. I want this threes. It missed pretty badly, except the two that were made by Bryan, one at the end of that first quarter. It is Alcalde, Bryan, Barnhart, Rieger, and Gilbert for the Red Hawks, who get a steal here. And then it's stolen back by Matt Lears at the other end. Two turnovers on Holton, three turnovers on Hiawatha. 19-13, Holton. Minute gone by in the second quarter. Lears to Snyder on the wing. He'll fire and hit a three-point basket. Tyson Snyder with his eighth three-point shot of the season.
Comes off the high screen after the 1-4 high set. They run it all the way through, and he hits it in rhythm.
8 points for Tyson Snyder now, and Holton is up by nine. That's the biggest margin. Nice pass, Rieger. Wide open down low. Really good look by Joel Bryan.
That's a tremendous middle drive, and Coach Bouchard preaches we don't want to give up middle drives. We defend what they call the nail hole or the middle part of the paint. That's what happens. You give up middle drives, you give up layups. Great feed right there for two.
Rieger has 3 points now in the ball game. Snyder defended man-to-man by Hiawatha. Long three by Lears. Missed too strong, and Joel Bryan has the rebound. Ahead to Gilbert here in transition. Gilbert back to the trailer.
Ooh,
oh,
that is
almost a decapitation. Holy moly.
That was not intentional, but that looked
Joel
really
Bryan
bad.
Gets right back up on his feet. Man, that was like a clothesline as he got it going down the lane. And
nobody feels worse than Kobe Black. Kobe's
right.
Sitting at the low block, and Bryan is flashing down the middle of the paint, and the pass is leading him right into Black, and they both went for the basketball, and Black took out Bryan, who went parallel to the floor and landed hard.
Bryan's at the line ready to shoot. I think maybe Gary Smith and some other guys might want to check on him. He keeps wiping his nose and eye, looking at his hand to see if he's got any blood on it, but what a tough cat. And it wasn't near like when Parnum went down last night for San Diego, and it appears like he's okay. That's a relief after that injury. Looked pretty scary as well. Bryan, front end 1-1, he makes it.
I almost had to feel like running a crossing route as he's, again, trailing the play, flashes right down to the block, catches that crossing route and takes a hit. Two free throws here, though.
A little tougher with no pads on, for sure. Second free throw, no good. An offensive rebound by Alcade for the Redhawks. Hiawatha ball down by six. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Bryan on the perimeter. Jake Zeller back in. Pass deflected. Hiawatha again keeps it alive. Out to Gilbert for three. It's short. Rebounded by Turner. And this game's got pretty physical, huh?
Yep. This is going to be a foul on the loose ball on Kobe Black in the box out, and Jalen Turner came down with the rebound. Now, you know, I've talked about this with Holton. This is not a big team, and when they're facing teams that can jump maybe a little higher, a little bit bigger teams, it's going to take a five-man effort to rebound the basketball, and we've seen Hiawatha get some second-chance opportunities here in the first half tonight.
And have a timeout called for the first time tonight. Hiawatha takes the timeout with 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. We'll keep it here and remind you that our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Still time to grab some bags of unpopped or popped corn in many flavors. Just west of Whiting is where you'll find Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Our timeout sponsor here tonight. 22-16, and talk about the game being physical, but a lot of that, Tank, is just because both teams are playing really hard and battling for every single rebound, every loose ball, contesting every pass. I mean, we may not have as many points up right now, but you can tell these are two pretty good basketball teams really battling here in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. You say physical, and that's certainly not a bad thing. This is just one of those games where a ball goes up, and it's a war to go get the rebound. No uncontested rebounds. You're right.
Jake Rieger at the line. This is a front end 1-1, and he hits it. Joel Bryan just hit one of two, and now Rieger hits the first. He's got 4 points. By the way, Kobe Black picked up his third foul prior to the timeout. So Zeller and Gilliland each with two fouls, and now Kobe Black has three, and both free throws good by Jake Rieger.
Basically the entire front court except for Boswell there with at least two fouls.
Turner with Boswell and Gilliland on the low blocks now. Schrick is out there for the moment with Lears getting a rest. Zeller on the court on the wing as well. Boswell looking backdoor cut to Turner. Tough pass to handle. It's loose on the floor. Covered up by Rocky. And a scrum for it. And a whistle and a jump ball. And it'll go to Hiawatha, I believe, here. And go down as a turnover for Holton, their third of the game.
I tried to force the pass on the backdoor cut. It just wasn't there. It was well defended by Hiawatha. They've seen the backdoor a couple times now. Defended it well. And ball went on the floor. Jump ball and two.
Lears and Snyder weren't off the court too long. Both players check back in for Holton. Looking backdoor cut for Hiawatha. Nice pass by Rocky to Rieger. R&R, baby. Rieger's got seven here in the half.
Good job by Rieger to just maintain his composure. Gather, go up strong with two hands after the good catch. There's a walk there on Turner as a turnover for the Wildcats. But get some big guys sometimes. They get under the basket and they get sped up a little bit. I don't understand. Keep the ball high. You're taller than people. Gather yourself, go up strong, finish with two hands. He did that.
Holton had built a big lead of nine. It was 22-13, and right now it's 22-20. And check that, 22 all. Another nice pass, and Rieger again able to finish down low.
Mario drives middle and finds him.
Now a deflection and a steal. Hiawatha a chance to take the lead. Over to Rocky, a wide open three, and it's no good. Rebound, Bryant at position underneath Zeller. Great job by Joel Bryan, and now Zeller going to be hit with his third personal foul. That's nine fouls on Holton here in the half. Still with 4:41 to go, and Hiawatha getting all the rebounds on both ends of the court.
Not a good sequence there for the Wildcats. Terrific sequence for the Redhawks as they get the turnover. Holton caught against numbers and really not matched up. A wide open three, one of those threes that probably deserved to go in, as wide open as it was, but Holton not matched up, unable to get the box out, and Zeller gets his third foul.
He joins Black on the bench with three personals. Boswell checks back in. Free throw here is up and no good. Missed the front end of a 1-1 to Joel Bryan that time. So we stay tied at 22, but Hiawatha is on a 9-0 run as Turner just fell down dribbling the basketball. Able to stay planted, and a pick set by Gilliland, and they call the push.
Yeah, that's going to be on... Yeah, that's on
Hiawatha.
Yeah, Gilliland set a strong screen at the top of the key. He was stationary, and looked like Gilbert kind of wore the brunt of that. But they're going to call a foul on him, trying to fight through it.
Gary Smith wanting an explanation from a different official here on the near side. I mean, as long as Charlie was set, I mean, yeah.
As you're set, you don't lower a shoulder or move towards the defender.
Still tied at 22. 4:15 to go here in the first half. Snyder guarded two straight away. Got it, boy. He's in double digits now. Snyder's got 10 for Holton. Stops a 9-0 run. Turnaround by Gilbert down low. No good. And rebounded by Boswell.
Got to get back on defense if the Wildcats after a make even. Ball out of the net. Hiawatha back at you quick.
Lears dribbling near side. Redhawks still man-to-man. Both teams have been manned up after the girls' game tonight. Had both teams zoning all night. Hiawatha girls beat Holton by three. Snyder, big jump stop, missed the jumper in the lane. Got his own miss. Power dribble to the left hand and missed it again. Rebound by the Redhawks. Here comes Rocky. Ahead to Bryan. In transition by Boswell to the basket. Kind of volleyball tipped it up there as he was in the air. And a foul will be called. Joel Bryan to the line to shoot two.
A lot of fouls on Holton, but a really good job of Hiawatha putting their defenders in bad spots. It's just, again, a chance for Hiawatha to push the pace, get the ball up the court. Boswell stuck in a position not to guard the basketball and reached in and fouled him on the shot.
Bryant makes the free throw. He's got 12. Missed the front end of a 1-1 a moment ago, but now double bonus time for Hiawatha. Gilbert comes out for a bit of a breather. Two players for Hiawatha have scored all but two of their points. And this free throw, good. We're tied at 24, but Joel Bryan's got 13, and Jake Rieger has 9. So they have 22 of the 24 for Hiawatha, do Rieger and Joel Bryan. Turner gets it across the press. Jump shot in the lane by Lears, left short. Rebound tipped over to Rocky for Hiawatha. 3:15 to go, second quarter. Nice pass. Reverse layup missed by Barnhill. Good luck, though, by Mario. And Holton secures the rebound. Here comes Lears. Holton's got a 4-on-2. Ahead to Boswell. Let's the defender go by. Scores on the left block.
Talk about gathering yourself. Boswell did that. Jump stop. Let the defense fly by. And it's an easy bucket from there.
26-24. Holton by a deuce. Led by as many as 9. Led 17-13 at the end of one quarter. Bryan thought about a long three. He'll think twice. Bryan had 27, including the game-winning three against Marysville in game one. Carson Gilbert struggling to get going tonight. Here's a Lears steal. He took it away from Barnhill. Lears up the court. Layup. Yes, plus a foul. Lears again able to finish in transition. His defense leading to the offense.
That was not his man, Justin. He actually helped off. Saw a guard that was not real comfortable dribbling the basketball, able to reach in, poke it away, and then takes it to the rim. You get a steal there, take it to the rim aggressively, and once again finishes with the and one.
Barnhill checks out. Brandt with two fouls. Carson Gilbert also has two fouls. Gilbert scored 34 the other night against Troy. Free throw good for Lears. He completes the three-point play this time. Lears has 5 points. Boswell has six. Holton is led by Tyson Snyder with 10. Rieger and Bryan doing all the damage for the Redhawks. Rocky's got it. Hiawatha back down a handful. Bryan, a three-point shot on the right wing. It's high off the rim and no good. Tipped by Rieger, but Boswell will let it go out of bounds. And Hiawatha has the ball. Holton has the ball with 2:17 to go here in the second quarter. Pick a player to bank on at the end of our game tonight during the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Remember, whether you're buying or selling property, use the best in the business. Be Outdoors Real Estate, the name to know. Snyder into the half court as Holton breaks the pressure. Lear's setting up shop against Alcade. Backdoor cut to Turner. Trying to find Gilliland and does. He spins and banks it home. First basket for Charlie G.
Good set up the back door, and Turner didn't try to do too much. Didn't have an angle to finish, but found a man underneath, and Gilliland with a nice spin and a finish there.
So we're tied at 22s and tied at 24s, but now Holton has answered Hiawatha's 9-0 run. Seven straight for the visiting Wildcats. Have them ahead 31-24. Gilbert scoots it back to Bryan. Without the dribble now, Boswell in his grill. Here's Gilbert, defended by Snyder. Crossover into the foul line. Whip it back over to Bryan. 90 seconds left here in the half. Both teams man and man. Gilbert on the dribble. Over to Rocky. Back to Gilbert. Near side now to Alcade. Mario, fancy dribbling. Kicks in the corner. Rocky going to try another three. That one is good for Ashton Rocky. His first field goal.
Love playing with a player like Mario. Sit over on the baseline. Show your hands and be ready to knock down shots. Rocky knocks that one down. As once again, Mario gets to the middle of the lane. You know, I'm watching this. How many guards in the Big 7 League that can just get where they want to go? You look at, we saw Sabetha here last week and the guards that they threw out there. Garber just dribbled all night long. Lears, you're seeing that out of Mario Alcalde here tonight, too.
Free throw for Matt Lears is good. That was foul number 7 against Hiawatha. So Lears just hit the front end of a 1-1. 10 fouls on Holton, 7 now against Hiawatha. Matt Lears now has 5 points. Next free throw is good. Lears gets them both. He's 3-for-3 at the line here in the second quarter, and Holton is ahead by 6 as we go under a minute left in the half. Rocky against Lears. Holton with foul trouble. Black and Zeller on the bench with 3 each. Gilliland is playing with 2. This ball tipped away. Good help defense by Jace Boswell. Hiawatha with 5 turnovers. Holton with 5 turnovers. Boswell out to Turner. JT will back it up. Coach Smith was wanting to travel there right in front of the play near the official. Snyder bounced it off his foot. Rieger picks up the loose ball. Here comes Mario. Left side layup. No, he traveled. And the layup is short anyway. We just struggling to get his rhythm there, going for the left side layup.
I think he was caught in between. Thought maybe Euro step and then took an extra step.
20 seconds left to go in the half. Turner, the Topeka Seaman transfer. Up top to Lears with 15 to shoot. Hiawatha does not want a foul. Down 6. Holton holding for 1. Clock at 6 seconds left. Lears at half court. Gets the screen from Boswell. All the way to the baseline. Tough reverse layup. Wow, how did he get that one in? Beat the buzzer and puts the Cats up 8 at the break. What a tough reverse layup there by Matthew Lears.
May not have busted out of his shooting slump yet, but he has finished at the rim 3 times amongst taller players, and that was a big-time play. A high ball screen gets down there into no man's land where you're like, oh my goodness, what is the 5'11 guy doing down there? And then uses the rim to protect the basketball, the reverse layup. Ice English on the basketball to make it fall.
A 17-13 first quarter advantage for Holton, and then an 18-14 second quarter advantage also for Holton. The Wildcats led by as many as 9. They're up 8 here at halftime. And the halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. It's 35-27. Holton leads Hiawatha boys at the break in a battle of 3-1 teams. Our halftime show is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some on trees and bunnies. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. It's important to us that we review your policies annually and make sure you still have proper coverage on things that matter most. Life changes, and so do your coverage needs. You may have new drivers in the house, changed vehicles, paid off or refinanced a loan, just to name a few. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance for everything from home, auto, business, umbrella, farm, life insurance, as well as medical supplements. One of the insurance markets we represent is Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Flick, Mike Tanking with you, running the Holton Channel production tonight. Cameron Mulroy and Eli Hallauer. Holton boys leading at halftime, 35-27 over Hiawatha. Got off to a quick start in this game, led 17-10 before a Joel Bryan three at the end of the first quarter pulled Hiawatha within four at 17-13. Holton went on a little bit of a run, led 22-13 with 5 straight points to begin the second quarter, but then Hiawatha answered with 9 unanswered. That would tie the game at 22. We were tied again at 24 after Hiawatha's run, but then Holton scored 7 straight to go ahead 31-24, and Holton getting the last basket before the half there by Matthew Lears to push the lead up to 8 after leading by as many as 9 points in the first half. Not a lot of difference. We'll break down the stats in a minute, but the statistics look pretty even. What do you feel like, or see, Tank, is the biggest difference between these two teams and the 8-point scoreboard difference at halftime?
I think so far for Holton, it's been getting to the basket and finishing down low, and I think Hiawatha hasn't done that quite as often. They've done a nice job. I think this has been a really high-quality basketball game. Both teams playing really hard on both ends of the floor. I think both teams have some things they could probably clean up. I think Holton's defensive rebounding needs some shoring up and getting to some more 50-50 balls. I think if you're Coach Gary Smith in Hiawatha, I think the on-ball defense and the help side defense has got to be a little bit better too, because you've seen many times where Lears has gotten to the paint. You've seen Snyder get to the paint, Turner get to the paint, and that's where they've done a lot of damage within about 6 feet of the basket.
Check the first half statistics. They are brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond just your tax preparation. Visit or call NEK Tax Services and Accounting just west of Whiting, now taking appointments for the new year. Statistics for the visiting Holton Wildcats are led in scoring by Tyson Snyder with 10. Matt Lears finished with 9. 6 points for Jace Boswell, a 3 for Jake Zeller, also 3 points for Jalen Turner, and 2 each for Kobe Black and Charlie Gilliland. So 7 players scored for Holton, but they have some foul trouble. Kobe Black with three personals, Jake Zeller with three personals, and Charlie Gilliland has two. Holton made 5 of 7 free throws. They only hit 2 threes. They had 5 turnovers, but 11 fouls. Hiawatha, which is 7 fouls. They had 6 turnovers. They were 8 of 11 from the free throw line. So pretty good for the Redhawks at the stripe. They also made 3 buckets from behind the three-point line. 2 of those were by Joel Bryan, who led Hiawatha in scoring. Bryan's got 13 points. Jacob Rieger had a great second quarter. He scored 8 of his 9 in the second quarter. Rieger was the beneficiary of several great passes, but a good job for him to finish down close to the bucket. So Rieger with 9, only averaging 4 points per game. Ashton Rocky had a big 3 in the second quarter, and Mario Alcalde has the other 2 points for Hiawatha. Just 4 players scored for the Redhawks. They have a couple of players with 2 fouls each, Carson Gilbert and Brant Barnhill, each with 2 fouls. As Hiawatha down 9, tied it at 22, and again at 24, but it's the Holton Wildcats ahead at halftime, 35-27. Again, earlier tonight, the Hiawatha girls got to 5-0 as they won a tight one, 39-36. The schedule for these teams will end in December after tonight's ball game, and then back at it January 4th on a Tuesday to begin the new year. Holton has a home game against Royal Valley, and then at Nemaha and at Perry, Hiawatha will come back from the rake with the road game at Riverside, and then in the roundhouse, Hiawatha will host Perry and Sabetha. Well, you look at the Hiawatha schedule, especially for the girls, and they have a legit chance to be 10-0. They won tonight to get to 5-0, but Riverside, Perry, Sabetha, Royal Valley, and then Horton before the midseason tournament. I think the Hiawatha girls could easily be 10-0 heading into their midseason tournament this year. Jackson Heights in that midseason tournament should provide some good competition. So it's 35-27 here at halftime of our boys' game. We owe you one more timeout. We'll step away and then come back to begin third quarter action and get set for the second half in Big 7 basketball on a Friday night with the Community National Bank Scoreboard Show wrapping up our ninth on the airwaves. Seth Tollison will host the scoreboard show immediately following our contest here tonight. It's live on FM 103.9 KNZA and the Holton Channel at MSESports.net.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Getting set for quarter number 3. Justin Flukmike tanking with you. Our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, Cameron Mulroy, Eli Hallauer running the Holton Channel production tonight on MSCSports.net. Got one more game on radio coming up on Monday before we officially head to the holiday break. Johnny Kane will be back Monday on KNZA with the
Live broadcast, and Hiawatha gets a steal to start the second half. Zeller trailing from behind, didn't want to pick up his fourth foul, so it's Gilbert coast-to-coast laying it in for two.
Yeah, big play there by Gilbert as Holton was lined up in an offensive set. They may run it again here, and he got the steal and the easy layup.
Gilbert with his first points of this game, averaging 17 a night. Pulls the Redhawks within six. Here's Turner up and under, but couldn't finish the layup. Good rebound, and an easy bunny missed by Zeller. And now a foul, as Zeller got a couple chances there underneath the basket. And the foul will go against Hiawatha.
Yeah, that was the set. It was a clear out to the right side for Jalen Turner. It wasn't able to finish, but Zeller once again active on the glass.
Foul is against Ashton Rocky. His second free throw rattled in for Jay-Z. Zeller with 4 points. Holton now 6 of 8 from the line. Hiawatha's made 8 of 11. Both teams pretty good at the line so far. Turnovers about even. Stats pretty even across the board. Zeller left the second free throw short. Lead is 7. Just underway here in the third. Holton with 6 turnovers now to match Hiawatha after that one to begin this half. Gilbert stripped on his way to the ball to the basket. 2-on-1 with Zeller all the way. Left side lays it up and in. So Zeller with 3 quick points.
Good steal, 2-on-1. You go to the rim till they stop you. They didn't stop him, and he finishes on the left side.
Alcade with Rocky, Gilbert, Rieger, and Brian out there. Brian with 13 points a game high, leading the Redhawks. Nice look down low. Rieger turns and banks it in over Boswell. Rieger having a career night scoring with 11.
Good find, and then a good feel around the basket.
The team has played entirely man-to-man in the first half, and that's how they begin this third quarter. 38-31. Miscommunication there. Pass to Boswell, who was setting a screen up the court. It's knocked away from behind. Ashton Rocky was being chased by Jalen Turner there after another Holton turnover. Now they're 7th. Hiawatha will trigger it in. And a timeout first by Coach Gary Smith. Hiawatha's called 2 timeouts in this game. They'll have 3 remaining. And we'll step away here for a brief moment with 6:31 to go, third quarter. Timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're back to the Roundhouse in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Back to basketball. Hiawatha has it underneath their own bucket. Trailing Holton by 7. Here's Rieger, a 3 on the inbound. It's no good. Rebounded by Jake Zeller. Zeller stays out there with 3 fouls. Snyder, Lears, Turner, and Boswell for Coach Pichard. Here's a 3 by Turner, and it's good. Nothing but net.
It's the first zone possession by Hiawatha. They were going to be in a 3-2 trap. One pass and a 3-pointer from the corner for Turner.
He's got 6 points. That's his 4th 3 of the year. Trying to answer. Gilbert! It's a 2. His foot was on the line. Gilbert's knocked down a couple jumpers here to start the second half. 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Holton 41. Hiawatha 33. Back to zone for the Redhawks.
Talked about it in the girls' game. Now Hiawatha's boys will trap the corners.
Lob down low to Boswell, tipped away from Joel Bryan and out of bounds.
Doesn't mean you don't throw it there, but it means you're aware if you're in the corner. You get it out of the trap quickly and get a ball reversal if you're Holton. So that's going to be an active. If it's a Gary Smith trapping zone, it's going to be an active trapping zone.
Inbounds to Snyder. Boswell at the foul line, an open look. It's off the rim, no good, and Bryan gets another rebound. Tipped away by Lears, but they're going to whistle a little foul here. Here's somersaults ahead, and Joel Bryan in control of the ball. The foul against Lears, just his first. And the first foul on Holton here in this third quarter. Rocky will get it in. Rieger near side. Alcade dribbling into the lane. Not sure who the pass was intended for. Boswell stole it, then flipped it to the other court, and Jake Seller beats everyone to the ball. Seller underneath his basket finds Snyder. Jump stop in the lane. Missed the layup, but he was fouled, and Snyder will shoot two. Well, good job by Boswell to save it. If you're going to save it, don't flip it to Hiawatha right underneath the basket. I mean, I don't think he had any control over who that ball was going to go to, so at least he got it clear up the court, and Zeller beat everyone to the ball.
Yeah, very good presence of mind of where to save the ball to. That was. I'm glad to see there's a set play that survived 20 years of basketball because we ran that 20 years ago. That was the KU set that Gary Smith just ran. Love that. Love that set. They didn't run it very well. Holton defended it pretty good, too.
Tyson Snyder knocks down both free throws. He's now got 12 points, and Holton has a double-digit lead for the first time tonight. Quietly, the Wildcats on a little 8-6 run here in this third quarter, now leading by 10.
Still in the same set, looking for the block-to-block screen. Here comes the double screen.
Gilbert sees Mario flash top of the key. Turner on him. Now Zeller defending Gilbert. Goes to the baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds. 4:51 to go, third quarter.
That's a pattern set, Justin, but it's got to be run well. You've got to really cut off those screens hard, set up the screen.
Nice backdoor cut off the inbounds, and an easy bank shot for Joel Bryant. Well-executed play by Hiawatha underneath their own basket. They're back within eight. Long ways left to go in this game in a battle of 3-1 teams that are both trying to get to 2-1 in the league heading to the break. A three by Jake Zeller. Far side, Zeller's second triple of the night. He's now got 9.
Shot it in rhythm with confidence.
Gilbert going to answer. Far corner. That three is no good for Hiawatha. Lears rebounds and sprints ahead. Had Turner couldn't get it to him. Lears all the way down the lane. Oh, wow! Again, how did he flip that ball off? I thought he was too far underneath the basket, but somehow threaded it through and an and one again for Matt Lears.
He's too good of a shooter to stay in a slump for long, so that'll come. This right here is impressive. Four times he's gotten to the rim. The last two times, somehow impossibly getting the ball up to the rim and over the rim, this time absorbing contact and finishing, going coast to coast for the finish.
Unbelievable. The foul on Ashton Rocky is his third.
A big-time basketball play.
Yeah, because with this free throw in and out, the lead is now 13, 48-35. Olton pulling away, and Hiawatha turns it over. Passed by Gilbert, too high, way over the head of Mario.
And Jerry Smith's going to have to get out of the zone. They're going to go to man right here, it looks like. Knock down a couple outside shots, and back to man they will go.
Turner and Zeller hit trays. Lears just had a great transition basket as we're halfway through this third quarter. Zeller looking back to her cut, nothing from the left elbow. Now the pass back near half court. Snyder retreats to get it. Turner wants to drive, finds Boswell to the basket. Layup, good. Boy, Bosley having a night. He's got 8 now. And it's timeout by Coach Connor Bouchard. First one he's called here tonight. And Holton up 50-35 with this timeout. 15 points, the biggest lead of the game.
Bouchard takes a timeout after a big basket, and you see him do that fairly frequently whenever something good happens. And it's a chance. I heard you and Reese talking about this on the Holton channel. Some coaches do that. Some never do that. And I think it's, ask Coach Bouchard about that sometime, his philosophy about that. But I think it's a matter of breaking the game up into segments. And you just basically took the first 4 minutes and you won that segment. Now you start fresh and it's 0-0 from this point on. And you also get a chance to get yourself into a set offensively on the next offensive possession. You get yourself a quick breather before a defensive stop. You know, you want some fresh legs as you're going back out on defense right here, and I think that's got to play into it. I'll be interested to see what he might say. I have to ask him sometime.
Yeah, it'd be a good question. I guess the other thing is it's nice to talk to your team sometimes when things are actually going well instead of always calling a timeout in a panic to stop
True.
The other teams,
that's
you know.
Another very valid point.
Momentum or rhythm that they have, that's most of the time how you see the timeouts is momentum breakers,
yeah.
But I like to talk to your team, hey, you're doing well, but refocus in right here.
One team jogged to the timeout. The other one didn't jog quite as fast. Your team jogged into the timeout, jogged out of the timeout. You got a lot of energy and a lot of positive emotion when you're up 15 points.
This is a 9-0 run by Holton right now to extend the lead to 15. Joel Bryan over for a three-point shot. This one by Barnhart won't go. It hit the backboard of the rim, but rebound ripped away by Rieger, who lays it up and through.
the night he's had.
Jacob Rieger has a Baker's dozen. And a much-needed basket there for the Hawks with 3:20 to go, third quarter.
6'2", playing like he's 6'4", or 6'5", tonight.
Nobody real tall for either team out there on the court this evening. There's a foul on a Turner drive to the basket. They say he was in the act, and Turner puts the finger up over his mouth there, right over to the Hiawatha pep section, which I have to say, all the basketball games that I've called around Northeast Kansas, when I come to the roundhouse, that's part of what makes this place so fun. Different venue, of course, but Hiawatha's home student section is always one of the best, whether they're dressed up like they are in their Christmas attire tonight, have the ESPN table, but always loud and rowdy and having fun. Turner's first free throw, no good. His second one is good. It's 51-37. 7 points for JT. Good crowd tonight. Had a good girls game. A highly anticipated boys matchup. A three-pointer by Brian. Yes, sir! Joel Bryan's third three of the night. He's got 18 points. And the Red Hawks down just 11.
He's so smooth. There's a
nice pass. Lears. Oh, and Boswell couldn't finish his easiest one of the night. Great pass by Lears. Now ahead. Gilbert saved it in, but right to Lears. Hiawatha turnover. Here comes Matthew again in transition. This time he'll back it out. Then he takes off. He rips it across the baseline to Boswell. Up top to Zeller. A three. It's no good. Rebound by the Red Hawks. Chance to bring it back to single digits. Players waiting to check in. Up and down we go here on the hardwood in the roundhouse. Mario near side to Brian. Little shake and bake by Zeller. Still playing with three fouls. And this time Brian taking it to the rack. A little finger roll floater is good for two.
Strong middle drive. Just got done saying he's so smooth. Not a lot about his game that just jumps off. He does everything well. He shoots it well, handles it well, finishes strong. Good rebounder. Tremendous player.
Joel Bryan now with 20. A long three by Turner off the mark. Rebounded by Mario. Here comes Hiawatha getting on a run themselves. This game has certainly been played in some spurts. We've seen a 9-0 Holton run, a 7-0 Hiawatha run, and vice versa. Minute 40 left here in the third. A three by Bryan straight away. That kid is down unconscious. Joel Bryan with 23, and this has turned into the Joel Bryan show. Back to a two-possession game. Joel Bryan, take it over.
Does everything well, and I said nothing stands out. Maybe it's the outside shooting. That's tremendous touch, man. That's a big-time shot with a hand in the face to cut the lead to six. And a timeout.
I think this timeout, again, was called by Coach Bouchard. And so he's got just two remaining. We'll step away as well. Our timeout's courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack. Late third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you. Also Cameron Mulroy, Eli Hallauer on the Holton Channel. 51-45, Holton leads, but they led 50-35 a moment ago. It's a 10-1 run right now for the Red Hawks, who are right back in it. Thanks to Joel Bryan, who has scored 10 here in the third quarter. A near steal, but now Turner gets it back. Charlie Gilliland has checked in for the Cats. Lear stays out there. Kobe Black is in as well. He's wide open. It's a three-pointer for the Southpaw, and it's no good. Rebounded by Joel Bryan. Alley-oop ahead. Rieger can't connect. But he keeps it alive and out to Gilbert. That's a three, and it's no good. Rebound ripped down by Lears. Here comes Matthew. Into the half court in a hurry for Holton. A little stop and go. Flips it over to Turner. A wide open three. Right corner short. Rebound by Barnhill. We're under 50 seconds left here in the third. Bryan jump stop in the lane. Up top to Brandt. Now Rieger. Back to Barnhill. Both teams moving super quick. Back man to man.
Holton by six. It's Pace. Hiawatha likes it. Holton's not opposed. Everybody catches their breath now as Hiawatha is going to hold for the last shot of the third quarter.
Just five fouls here in the third quarter. Four of those five against Hiawatha. But the Redhawks have the ball and have a chance to make it a one-possession game. They clear everybody out. Spread to the four corners. And now Mario will handle the basketball. Bryan on the baseline. Rieger comes to half court. The ball goes over to Gilbert on the left. 10 seconds now to shoot against the Holton man-to-man. Mario to Rieger with six on the clock. Now Joel Bryan in front of the Hiawatha bench. Getting screens from Rieger. Gets rid of it. Mario, 2 seconds. Ball stolen by Turner, and that'll end the third quarter. Jalen Turner with the steal and a great defensive possession there. Over 20 seconds, and Holton protects the lead of six, heading to quarter number four.
And good defensive possession. You knew that was going to end up in the hands of Bryan or Mario, trying to go one-on-one with a clear out. Holton defended it well, switched the picks, and got the steal as time expired.
Got up by as many as 15. Holton up six here at Hiawatha as we head to the fourth quarter. This is a one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cuts. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. And now, Heinen Repair offers layaway on Ferris mowers. See dealer for complete details. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com. KNZA.
Welcome back. We're live in the Roundhouse for the final Friday of high school basketball here in December. Last game of the year on a Friday night for these Big 7 League teams, Hiawatha basketball. They couldn't convert at the end of the third quarter, so they start the fourth, still trailing Holton by six.
Holton shows zone for the first time all night defensively on this possession.
And they get a steal, but it was kicked by Matthew Lears. Redhawks will maintain possession.
It was a delayed whistle. I thought, no way he gets away with that, right? Sticks his left foot out, right off his foot, was headed the other way for a layup, and then finally the whistle came.
Hiawatha's got Mario, Gilbert, Barnhill, Rieger, and Bryan out there for Coach Gary Smith. Holton has Ashton Trick on the floor, hasn't played a whole lot tonight. Here's a three by Mario, almost banked. Offensive board by Joel Bryan. Out to Gilbert, who fakes the three. And now back into the hands of Alcante. Hiawatha will reset. Another three by Mario. This one is short. Offensive board, Bryan. Tough follow, no good, and tipped into the hands of Boswell. The Cats finally corral a rebound.
Two offensive rebounds on one possession for Bryan. It says nothing really jumps off the page at you when you watch him play. It's maybe because he does everything so well.
Nice pass by Lears again to Boswell. Now a three-pointer by Snyder. That's no good. Tipped by Lears. Controlled by Rieger. Hiawatha's got the ball. 6:50 to go. Redhawks still down a half dozen. Gilbert fakes the three. Blows by Boswell. He's got an open layup. Oh, and he missed it. Toby Black with the rebound. Gilbert hit the deck. That was a golden opportunity there for the Redhawks, who did outscore Holton in the third quarter, 18-16.
Gilbert would like to have that one back. There was no help defense. That's a charge.
Lears charges right over. Guess who?
What does he not do? Joel Bryan takes a charge. Steps in there. Kid's been on the floor how many times tonight?
You just mentioned his two offensive rebounds and has 23 points, a game high, and Joel Bryan.
There's no way he doesn't have a double-double already. We don't keep rebounds, but I guarantee you he's got at least double-digit rebounds.
Another possession for Hiawatha, and they turn it over this time as Lear's got a touch, and then it's off Rocky and out of bounds. That's 11 turnovers for Hiawatha to just 8 for Holton. With some untimely turnovers for the Redhawks, who are still down 51-45. Either team has scored here in a couple minutes of this fourth quarter. Black, Trick, Snyder, Boswell, and Lears for Coach Bouchard. Lears again attacks. Another huge collision. And this one, it is a block. Rieger got there late, didn't quite get set.
Yep.
Matthew Lear so quick to the basket. Man, he doesn't need much of a little opening, and he's getting to that rack.
Yeah, that was, I think, once again, a good call. The first call was definitely a charge. That one, Rieger was just a step late. Lear's had the angle, the baseline drive, and able to draw contact, and I think another solid call by the official, both of them.
I only had it for the third, but it's the fourth foul on Jacob Rieger. The officials are together talking about it, if it was on the shot or not, I think, was the call.
Yeah, that was the question that Gary Smith had. He said, was he shooting on that? And the officials award two free throws here.
First one for Lears, no good. Matthew just 3 of 6 at the line tonight. Five fouls on Hiawatha, and indeed is the fourth on Rieger, so he goes out. Barnhill's back in, and Lears rattles home the second free throw. 12 points tonight for Matthew.
Wildcats were stuck on 51 for some time. That was a big defensive stretch there for Hiawatha that's gotten them back in the basketball game.
Driving is Gilbert, high off the window. No, kind of. Gary Smith just drops his head like, dang, that's what he saw Tuesday night, and Seneca just missed some shots that he feels like this team should be able to convert on close to the basket. Trick over to Snyder. 5:40 to go.
Flex cut.
Nice look down low. Wraparound pass from Boswell to Kobe Black. Got it! And one! I don't know how Holton has finished some of these shots and got him to go on and one opportunities. Kobe just kind of threw that one up there as contact came.
Boswell was so wide open on the flex cut, he had no idea how open he was on the block, and he was looking to be unselfish, waited for both defenders to come over and dished it off to Kobe Black, who able to muscle it in, and he makes the free throw for the and one.
5 points now for Kobe Black. Three fouls on Brant Barnhill. Rieger on the bench with four for Hiawatha. 55-45, Holton by 10. Pass underneath Barnhill as Kobe Black flying at him. Wanted a foul called, and now it's going to be out of bounds to Hiawatha.
That should have been a finish there for Hiawatha once again. Joel Bryan getting to the middle of the paint and creating. This time dishing, should have had an assist. That one would have fallen.
Mario to get it in to Rocky, right side of the lane. Up top to Gilbert, who's been held to a quiet 4 points all here in the second half. Mario's been quiet. He has just 2 points in this game. He drives and is fouled, and a foreign exchange student from Spain will head to the line to shoot two.
That's a big-time move, too. Holton fans maybe wanted to travel, but that was a great Euro step through the contact and almost made the shot after the foul.
Personal on Trick. Mario at the line, first time tonight. Missed it. He's 72%. Iwatha hasn't been to the line a ton. In fact, that's their first attempt here in the second half. Now 8 of 12 for the game. Need free throws here with 5 minutes to go, down by 10. Mario missed them both. Rebounded by Kobe Black. 55 points, by the way, is a new season high for the Holton Wildcats here on the road. Scored 54 in game one against Burlington. Hit a bunch of threes that night. They've only made 4 threes here tonight. Lears fakes the three, attacks, finds Boswell on the lane, straight away, and straight in for Boswell, who has 10 points. Good catch.
Ooh, good follow.
Another missed shot and a traveling against Turner as he got the rebound for Holton, but then hit the deck and they call him for the walk.
The pass ahead was to Gilbert, who went and skied high to get the pass. He missed the shot. Bryan with a follow, no good. And Turner got the rebound and fell down. The last offensive possession for Holton, they ran that flex offense, and that's a pattern offense too, but it does leave open the ability to create, and that's what Matthew Lears did off the dribble and then distributed to Boswell.
Joel Bryan fouled. I think it's on Kobe Black. He would be the first Holton player to get 4 fouls, which is a bit surprising because Black and Zeller each had 3 personals at the break, and Zeller about to check in here, replacing Kobe Black. Indeed, that is foul number 4, and it's team foul number 4 on Holton here this half.
Good minutes for Kobe tonight.
Yeah, he has scored 5, had a big and one here. He finished at the other end. Hiawatha underneath their own basket finds Bryan right side, and he missed a layup. Man, Hiawatha's missed a lot of easy shots. Lears in transition. You're kidding me. Up and under and reverse layup, and Lears has another and one opportunity. How does he finish like that?
Coming in from the left side, knew he had an angle. Again, using the rim to protect the basketball, absorbs the contact, and this time makes the free throw on the and one. So I count five times he's gotten to the rim and been able to finish amongst the trees tonight.
The lead is back to 15, and Matt Lears has 15 points. Here's a three by Joel Bryan. That one no good. He's cooled off, and a nice big rebound by Rieger. High with one hand as he lays it in. Thought Gary Smith was wanting a timeout. And now we'll get it with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Rieger's had a terrific game with 15 points. And Hiawatha's granted a timeout here. They have, I was looking at timeouts earlier. I said Bouchard took one. He did take the one when they had momentum. He didn't take the one when they didn't, as Gary Smith had taken that one, and he's just got a couple timeouts left. Timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting. Still a great gift to pick up before the holidays. So twice now, Holton has built the lead up to 15, 50-35, and then a moment ago, 60-45. And Hiawatha's going to have to scramble and get some offense from some defense here to get back in this game.
That difference in the game has just been Holton's ability to finish at the rim.
Yep.
Within
yep.
5 feet of the basket. And it hasn't just been those five crazy athletic shots by Matthew Lears. It's everybody else, too. They're getting into the paint. They're able to finish and shooting a very high percentage tonight, I think. If you go back and look at this, I think they're shooting probably well over 50%, I would guess. And Hiawatha not playing poorly, just unable to keep them out of the paint and also unable to finish as many shots as they would have liked to down low so far.
Coach Bouchard doesn't normally coach in his glasses, does he? Looks a little bit different tonight.
I was bothering him last night. I saw him last night, and I was bothering him a little bit.
Nice pass wide open. Zeller, and Holton breaks the press, gets a wide open layup, and Zeller scores point number 10 and 11. Lead back to 15. How about this, Tank? First time all season. Holton has four guys that have now scored in double digits, which I guess to get to 62, you probably need that.
Yeah, they shared the basketball very well, and a lot of kids have stepped up.
And a Matthew Lears steal again. 12 Hiawatha turnovers. Lears guarded by Bryan, who has four personal fouls. So Joel Bryan and Jacob Rieger both have four fouls. Hiawatha's man-to-man. But it's getting desperation time here for the Redhawks at home. Holton, the team that handles the ball so well, they find Zeller again, who's fouled this time, and will have to earn 2 points at the line. See who they whistle this foul against. It's Bryan, and I think he just fouled out. With 3:08 to go. Oh, no.
Just a second. That was
so
four
it must
on,
be Lears?
That
four?
Was four on Kobe Black.
Oh,
that was up
that
on the
number 11. Okay. So Joel Bryan just with a couple. Gilbert goes out. His offensive woes have continued tonight. Barnhill in. Zeller missed the first free throw. He's 1-for-3 at the line. One more coming here. That's good. 12 for Zeller, 10 for Boswell, 12 for Snyder, and 15 for Matt Lears to lead Holton. Rieger again down low, missed this one, and Lears has a rebound. We're under 3 minutes to go. Holton by 16 with the basketball. Hand off to Turner as Holton will weave it here. Plenty of good ball handlers for Coach Bouchard this season. Playing just two seniors tonight in Zeller and Turner.
This is where Bouchard will be content to run his flex offense, and kids kind of like Hiawatha in the girls' game, not even necessarily looking at the basket. Layup or free throw at this point.
Boswell set a best game offensively. Nice pass. Zeller wasn't quite ready for it. Great pass by Lears again to an open Zeller, and Jake just tweaked an ankle as he slipped down. He's a little slow, gimping back. Hiawatha goes down low to Rieger. Oh, and a charge as Snyder snuck in front of him there, got set, and Rieger will foul out with, that has to be a career high, 15 points tonight for Jacob Rieger.
Played a tremendous basketball game. Kind of tough spot there as he caught the ball on the block, and Snyder had him squared up, took it in the chest, sold it pretty well, and got the charge.
Boy, without the 15 from Rieger tonight, Hiawatha would be in desperate trouble because besides Rieger and Joel Bryan, no other Red Hawk player has more than 4 points. So those two have had to do most of the offensive work here tonight. Hiawatha will get Riverside, Perry LeCompton, and then Sabetha coming out of the break. Colton will have Royal Valley. That's shaping up to be a huge home game for Holton on January the 4th, next time the Wildcats will be in action. By the way, Royal Valley tonight was playing home against Nemaw Central. Both those boys' teams were undefeated.
There's just not many nights in the Big 7 where you can take a night off and not have a dog, at least a dogfight on your hands. There's just too many good basketball teams this season.
Free throw good for Jalen Turner. Boy, he's close to becoming the fifth different player to score in double digits. Turner now has 8 points. He's 3 for 4 at the line. This is a 13-2 fourth quarter. Now a 14-2 fourth quarter for Holton to make this final score probably pretty deceiving.
They answered the 10-1 Hiawatha run with a huge run of their own. There's Gilbert with a deep three.
Carson with 7 points now in the game. Snyder sees an opening, takes off, flips it up and missed it. Gilbert rebounds. Hiawatha down 15 after the three-pointer a moment ago. Rocky fouled by Matt Lears. That's his third.
Much like Hiawatha's girls in the first game with good guards and they took care of the basketball, Holton's kind of like that too. They get a lead and there's enough ball handlers on the court that you don't want to be down by 6 or 8 or 10. And that's where Hiawatha found themselves middle part of the fourth quarter in this one. And Holton really taking care of business with that lead.
So a timeout, again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Stay tuned. Quick postgame coming up here. We'll pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust of Company of Hiawatha player to bank on to be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Will also include a check of the final stats of this boys game tonight as Holton tries to earn a split here. The Hiawatha girls won 39-36. All the final scores coming up. The Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show with Seth Tollison after our broadcast. Hiawatha's basketball, they'll get it in backcourt to Barnhill, hitting points in a hurry with 90 seconds left, down by 15. Barnhill drives. Tough shot, no, but a foul, and he'll shoot two. Chance to get to the line and score with the clock stopped. Barnhill has not scored yet in this game, so Hiawatha came in averaging 60 points a night, but several guys held well under what they were averaging this season. There's Barnhill's first point of the game on free throw number one. Gary Smith's going to again talk about missed opportunities and baskets that feels like his team couldn't finish around the rim as Barnhill bounces in free throw number two.
Yeah, probably not going to be real pleased with the 65 points they've given up tonight either. As Holton, like I said, has gotten into the paint a lot. The on-ball defense, the help defense, that would be a point of emphasis for Hiawatha here going into the Christmas break, I'd say.
Lears is fouled, and Holton is in the double bonus. So Matthew going to get two free throws. His season high was 18 in the first game against Burlington. He hit four threes that night. He's only made one three-pointer since. But, boy, Matt getting to the rack and finishing tonight. The defense, the assists, rebounds certainly can fill the stat sheet. And he makes his first free throw to give him a team-high 16 points in this game. One more coming for Matt Lears, the junior, and it's good. 17 for Lears, who has made 7 of 10 free throws. A three-pointer missed by Gilbert, rebounded by Boswell.
Holton with the ball, leading by 15. On their way to 4-1.
Sabetha against Jeff West tonight. It's the Sabetha boys that are also still undefeated, along with Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, who are playing each other tonight down in the Purple Palace. Here's another foul. This time it'll give Snyder a couple free throws for Holton with 50 seconds remaining in this game. Two teams will meet again February the 11th. That game will be at Holton. By the way, Sabetha boys did beat Jeff West 53-25 tonight, so they are undefeated now. First free throw good for Snyder. He's got 13. Second free throw in and out. Holton played just 8. There's a missed layup by Gilbert. And it's kind of the
sums it up.
Yep. Storyline here tonight. Hiawatha will not foul now as Lears looks to dribble it out near the timeline. 68 for Holton. Last year it was their defense that helped them to the state tournament in a 14-win campaign in Coach Bouchard's third year. Gave up just 42 points per game, best in the state in Class 4A. Holton now the only school that's Class 4A in the Big 7 League in all sports except football. Final 5 seconds, and the Wildcats will be 4-1. Hiawatha will drop second consecutive game, now 3-2 on the year as the final tonight. Holton 68, Hiawatha 52. We'll be back to wrap it all up. Final stats, player to bank on, and the post game coming up next.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
So come home to Foster, Ford, and Holton. Let Ray, Scott, Jordan, or myself, Lonnie Coder, help you find solid, reliable transportation when you're ready for your next vehicle purchase.
Oh, the holiday, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Come home. Come home to the friendly folks at Foster, Ford, Highway 75 in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's a wrap tonight from the Roundhouse. Big seven league split between Hiawatha and Holton as the Hiawatha girls improved to 5-0. They win 39-36, but it's the Holton boys winning the nightcap 68-52. Hiawatha kind of hung around but could never make a run and missed too many baskets close to the rim to be a part of this one late. Hiawatha down only 6 points going into the fourth quarter, 51-45, despite trailing by 15 earlier in that frame. But then Holton closes this game in the fourth quarter, outscoring Hiawatha 17-7 to make the final score a bit deceiving, a 16-point Holton win here tonight at the Roundhouse. Before we get to the final stats, Tank, final thoughts on this game from your perspective, and also thoughts on our player to bank on tonight, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
I thought the boys' game, Justin, was what we're going to see a lot of in the Big 7 League after Christmas. A couple of good basketball teams, and a team that plays better on a given night probably going to win. I mean, you play these two teams 10 times, and I think each team can win their share. And Holton did a great job finishing around the basket and really love the effort that both teams put out there. But I think if you're Holton, this was maybe the first game where you could feel like maybe executed a little bit better than they had. I mean, first game against Burlington, they feel like I think they played pretty well and shot the ball well. But this game, they really executed well. They seemed to shoot the ball pretty well against a team that wants to speed you up and wants you to get out of what you do. And I thought Holton did a pretty good job of executing what they want to do on that side of things. And then for Hiawatha, you know, it's a tough home loss, but they're going to do some nice things, and they're going to win a lot of basketball games too. This is a very well-coached team, and they do a lot of things, and they got good players. And they showed that tonight. They just couldn't make some shots that they needed to get that lead a little bit closer, let Holton get a little bit out of reach, and then it got away from them there in the fourth quarter.
So the final score, 68-52. Here's the final stats brought to you by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Call now to schedule your tax appointment for the new year. They will help you through your tax return and throughout the year with year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return and tax preparation. That's NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting with the Hiawatha alum now on board as well, part of their business there just west of Whiting. That is Courtney Brockoff. Final stats for the visitors from Holton. Great balance tonight to get to 68 points. They were led by Matt Lears with 17. Tyson Snyder had 13. Jake Zeller, 12. And Jace Boswell, 10. And then Jalen Turner had 9. So they had 5 guys score between 9 and 17 points. Holton also got 5 from Kobe Black and 2 from Charlie Gilliland. Holton made 18 out of 26 free throws tonight, 9 of 11 in the fourth quarter for the Wildcats as they outscore Hiawatha 17-7 in the fourth quarter to pull away for the win. Just 9 turnovers for Holton tonight. Pretty good number there. They made 4 three-point baskets. They're now 4-1 on the year, 2-1 in the Big 7 League. Next up, January 4th, home against Royal Valley. For Hiawatha, they were led by Joel Bryan. He got really hot in the third quarter and scored 10, but he didn't score in the fourth. Joel Bryan finished with 23 points tonight, a game high. Jacob Rieger, a career night, he had 15 in the loss before fouling out. After that, the scoring really dropped off. Carson Gilbert struggled. He got to just 7. Ashton Rocky had 3. Brant Barnhill, 2. Mario Alcalde had just 2 points as well for the Redhawks. They were 10 of 15 from the free throw line. They made 6 threes. And Hiawatha finished with 12 turnovers here this evening. They're 3-2 overall. 1-2 now. Hiawatha in the Big 7 League. The Redhawks will be at Riverside after the break on Tuesday, January 4th. Player to bank on now, Tank.
The easy option here would be Matt Lears really did some fantastic things with the basketball and was able to finish and distribute really well, played very, very well. But I think there's one unsung hero tonight that if Holton gets this kind of effort from him out of him every night, they're going to be really tough. Jake Zeller finishes the night with 12 points, had a couple threes, including a three on the opening possession. And you saw the effort that he brought to the offensive glass. And you know, we talk about this Holton basketball team. They're not a big team. It's going to take a lot of guys and a lot of effort on the boards. And Jake's one of those guys that good job there on the defensive glass and also had a couple offensive rebounds tonight as well. And so I'm going to go with the senior, Jake Zeller, as the player to bank on tonight.
Hiawatha wins at 68-52. Excuse me, Holton wins at 68-52. Hiawatha won the girls game 39-36. That'll wrap up our broadcast. And for me and Tank, until the new year, appreciate Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy running the Holton Channel production tonight. Studio engineer Seth Tollefson will host the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show coming up next. For all those guys, this has been Justin Fluke. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll be talking to you soon, but not on a live sports broadcast until 2022. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the local sports authority, KNZA, and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end of year transactions. You can find our holiday hours on our website, mybankusb.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We are happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial